Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Beis Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud, Amar Rav. So on today's Amud, we're going to continue and conclude our discussion of androgynous, mainly that which Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon mentioned in our Mishnah. The sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is that an androgynous who gets married, so an androgynous who marries a woman and he's a Kayin, and she's a Bas Yisrael, she's the Israelis, so he's Meichel her in Truma. And Dragonus Kayin is Meichel his wife, who's a Bas Yisrael in Truma. The way Rabbi Yechanan explained, the way Rabbi Yechanan understood this Shita, is that they hold, Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon hold, that an Andragonus is a Vadai Zachar. An Andragonus is a Vadai Zachar, and that's how he's able to be Meichel his wife in Truma. Now Rish Lakish argued, Rish Lakish said that the Pshat is that an Andragonus is a Safek Zachar, but Truma Bizman is that's only the Rabbanon. And that's what we're making about Truma. Rabbi Yechanan held a note, Truma Bizman is as Daraisa, and the Pshat in Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon is that an androgynous is a Vadai Zacha. The way Rashi explains the following Gemara is a Libad Rabbi Yechanan. The Shita that holds that an androgynous is a Vadai Zacha. So says the Gemara Amar Rav, that Lasa Lemas Nisa Mikamei Braisa. Rav says that our Mishnah has to be discarded because we have a Braisa which says not like our Mishnah, and we're going to go with the Braisa over our Mishnah. Meaning our Mishnah, like we just said, the way Rabbi Yechanan explains the Mishnah, says that an androgynous is considered a Vadai Zachar. Says Rav, our Mishnah is not true in light of the following Braisa. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, the Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, this same Rabbi Yaisi, who when our Mishnah says that an androgynous is a Vadei Zachar, the Braisa quotes Rabbi Yossi as saying that androgynous is a Beria Bifnei Atzmayu, that he's considered his own type of creature. It's not a Zachar, it's not a Keva, it's like a third thing. It doesn't really mean a third thing. Rather, Vleyechriu Beichachamim Zachar Nekeva. Chazal weren't able to determine whether or not this androgynous who has Simanim of both a Zachar and a Nekeva, whether or not he should be considered halachically a Zachar or a Nekeva. So it's a Suffolk. So even though it starts off androgynous is a berry bifnei atzmayu, it doesn't mean that on the passport there's male, female, and then androgynous. Rather, it means that both male and female are circled. It's a suffix, zachar, suffix, nekeva. In that sense, he's a berry bifnei atzmayu, that he's a suffix, zachar, suffix, nekeva. But the point is that you have Rabbi Yaisi in the Braisa saying lahedya, that an androgynous is a suffix, zachar, suffix, nekeva, not a vada is zachar, like we have in our Mishnah. So therefore, says Rav, that we should disregard our Mishnah in light of this Braisa. As to Gemara, that sounds very backwards. Adarabo, lesa lebraisa, mikamei masnisan. Mishnais are considered more chashuv than braises generally. So if anything, we should disregard the braisa in light of the Mishnah, not the reverse. So says the Gemara, no, we have reason to go side with the braisa, in this case over the Mishnah. Because midashafke Rabbi Yaisi lebarzuge, from the fact that in this braisa, Rabbi Yaisi left out his barzuge, meaning in the Mishnah we had it was Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon, who say that an androgynous is a Vadei Zachar. From the fact that in the Braisa we have Rabbi Yaisi ditching, so to speak, ditching Rabbi Shimon, and saying on his own that an androgynous is a Safik, so Shema Mina Hadar Bey. It must be that the Pshat is that he was Chazer. So even though at first he agreed with Rabbi Shimon, that an androgynous is a Vadei Zachar, in the end he was Chazer, somehow the Gemara knows that the Braisa was second, the Braisa was later, and at the end Rabbi Yaisi was Chazer, that's why he ditches Rabbi Shimon, and he speaks for himself, and he says that an androgynous is a Suffolk, it's the Pshat is that he's being Chazer. Ramela, we're going to go with this Braisa, that an androgynous is a Suffolk, over the Mishnah, which says that an androgynous is a Vadei Zachar. Shmuel Amar, the opposite, Shmuel says, Lassel a Braisa, mikamei masnisen. And no, like we originally thought, that we should disregard the Braisa in light of the Mishnah. Mishnah is considered more chashuv. We're going to go with the Mishnah that an androgynous is a Vadei Zachar. Ask the Gemara, Adarabo, Lassel masnisen, mikamei Braisa. We should go with the Braisa over the Mishnah. We should disregard the Mishnah in light of the Braisa and go with the Braisa. Now, why would we do that? What do you mean? Mishnah is always more chashuv. So why would we go with the Braisa? Answer is, and the Gemara's question is that the Hashmina Leil Shmuel is because we know that Shita Shmuel is the Chayish Lechida, is that in general he's Chayish for even a Das Yachid. So over here, when we have a Braisa that says a Das Yachid, Rabbi Yaisi, it's a Braisa, it's a Das Yachid, fine, but it doesn't matter. Shmuel holds over Chayish for Das Yachid. So even though it's true, it's only in the Braisa and it's only in the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi, that an androgynous is a Safik, L'chair, we should at least be Chayish for that Shita, to not treat an androgynous like a Vadei Zachar, to be Chayish that he's only a Safik, and to be Chayish for all the Chumras of a Nekeva. Says the Gemara that no, in this case, we're not choishes for the Braisa, we're not choishes for the Das Yachid, because Hani Mili Kiloimis Akramas Nisan. What is it that Shmuel is choishes for a Das Yachid? That's only if it's not against the Mishnah. Avakimis Akramas Nisan Lechayish. But if it's against the Mishnah, like in our case, where Rabbi Yaisi in the Braisa seems to be Saisir, Rabbi Yaisi in the Mishnah, so then Shmuel is not choishes for Das Yachid, and then Avada is going to go with the Mishnah's understanding over a Braisa's understanding. Now says the Gemara that Amri Beirav. Amri Beirav Mishmei Derav, that Beirav, who we'll see on Amud Beis, really Beirav is a reference to Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said over in the name of Rav, that Halacha Krabi Yaisi Badrainas Ubarkava. That there are two places where the Halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi. One is Badrainas, is our Sugid, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi. Shailuf means the Rabbi Yaisi of the Mishnah, that's Avadi Zachar, Rabbi Yaisi of the Braisa, it's a Safik, but the Halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi, Ubarkava. And by a certain halacha with regards to harkava, the Gemara will explain shortly what that is, what's that referring to. But also with regards to harkava, the halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi. That's what Rav said. Ushmuel Amar, Ushmuel said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, b'kaishi u'b'kiddush. When it comes to kaishi, when it comes to a woman who's in labor, u'b'kiddush, when it comes to kiddush of klei akerem, we'll see soon what these cases are. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi in those cases. What does Shmuel hold about andragnus and harkava? And what does Rav hold about kaishi and kiddush? So that the Gemara and Amabez will discuss. But this is what the member says. The member says that if he Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi by andragnus of harkava. And Shmuel says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to kaishi and when it comes to kiddush. So now the Gemara is going to go through all four of these cases. So case number one was andragnus. Andragnus is Hada Amaran, is the case that we've been discussing until now. That Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that a Kayin, who's an andragonist, is Meichel, his wife, and Truma. Vadi Zachar, Savik Zachar, whatever the case is. But Lamaisa, that's the din, is that he could be Meichel, his wife, and Truma, and the Halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi. Harkava, what does it mean that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to Harkava? What's Harkava referring to? Harkava is literally grafting, so it's referring to a case of grafting that not like we learned in the Mishnah, Mesach HaShvias. The Mishnah says that they Noiten, they Mavrichen, they Markiven, Erev Shvius, that on, right before Shemitah, on Erev Shvius, Pachas Mishlei Shemayim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, so you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to be Mavrich, which means you can't do, it's a certain type of method of planting, where a person takes the branch, and he puts it into the ground, he digs the branch into the ground, attached to the tree still, and then he has it come out somewhere else in the ground, and that makes the plant like a second tree. So that's Mavrichen, and Markivin is grafting, two different trees. So you're not allowed to do any of these different agricultural activities on Erev Shemitah. Erev Shvius means Erev Shemitah, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. Within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, a person is not allowed to do these activities. V'im nata v'ivrich v'hirkev ya'akor. Ad kadei kachad, if he does, if he was Iver, he planted, he was Mavrich, he was Markiv. So the halacha is that he has to uproot it from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you don't have to wait 30 days. Rather, it's kol arkava she'ena koyletas b'shoy she'yamim she'ena koyletas. Because the metzias is that any time you do arkava, and it didn't yet take root within 3 days, so it's never going to take root. It only takes 3 days to take root. And it takes 3 days to take root. So since it takes 3 days, so you can't do these activities within 3 days of Shemitah. Because if you do it within 3 days of Shemitah, so then it's really going to be taking root on, it's really going to be taking effect on Shemitah. So that's going to be a problem. But once you're 3 days away from Shemitah, once you're 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then you could perform all these activities. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says that these activities are only aser 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, Shtei Shabbos. So he said it's 2 weeks. And Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, and Rabbi Nachman explained in the name of Rabbi Baravua that when we say all these different numbers, a month, 3 days, 2 weeks, so it's really in addition to another 30 days of Tesef HaShvias. I mean, in general, Shemitah has, like, we have Tesef HaShabbos, there's Tesef HaShvias, so in general, Shemitah extends 30 days before Shemitah. It extends already to 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So when we say that you can't use these activities because it's going to be taking effect, it's going to have an effect on the beginning of Shemitah, so it's really in addition to those 30 days, you have to wait these amount of days as well. So that's what he says. According to the Tanakhama, who says that you have to wait 30 days, I guess because at times it takes 30 days for the planting to take effect. So You need 30 plus 30, because the additional 30 for in general for Tosefta Shvi'as. The Rabbi Huda, that it suffices to just wait 3 days. So you need 33 days, because an additional 30 days for Tosefta Shvi'as. And the Divrei Aimer, Shnei Shabbosos, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, you say 2 weeks. So Tzarach Shnei Shabbosos Ushleishim, it really means a month and 2 weeks in order to be Mekayim the din of Tosefta Shvi'as. But that's another place where the Firav, the Lacha follows Rabbi Yossi, the Lacha follows Rabbi Yossi by Andragnes, and then also by her Kava, referring to this Halacha of Tosefta Shvi'as. Ushmuel Amar, Bekayshi Bekedesh. Shmuel said that the Lacha follows Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Kayshi, a lady in labor, Ubekedesh, we'll see what it means. So Kayshi, what is Kayshi, a lady in labor, what's that referring to? So first, the background is that the Lacha is that if a lady sees Dam while she's in labor, so that doesn't count towards her Dam Ziva, because it's coming Ba'ines, Dam Ziva has to, it can't come Ba'ines, it's not counted as Dam Ziva. So if a lady sees Dam Ziva, if a lady sees Dam, right, in general, the way that the calendar set up is there's 7 days of Yimei Nida, 11 days of Yimei Ziva, 7 days of Yimei Nida, 11 days of Yimei Ziva, it goes back and forth. So if a lady sees Dam during the Yimei Nida, she becomes a Nida, and if a lady sees Dam during the Yimei Ziva, so she becomes a Zava. Nowadays we treat every lady like a Zava. But fine, but that's back, maker, that's the din, is that a lady who sees Dam during Yimei Nida is a Nida, during Yimei Ziva is a Zava. Zava Katana, Zava Gedayla, depending on how much she saw, how many days she saw. But if she's in Yimei Ziva, and she's in labor, and she sees Dam, so then that does not count as Dam Ziva. So Kaishi is referring to a specific sheet of Rabbi Yossi when it comes to this din. So what's the din? Now we learn to the Mishnah. The Kam Yehei Kishuya. So how much can we still consider? Could we consider a lady that she's in labor? Is there such a thing? Let's say she sees Dam 2 months before she gives birth, but she's saying that she felt pain, she felt contractions, and she's attributing the Dam to the labor. Could we really do that? How much before she gives birth could we go back and contribute a Dam that she sees to labor? So Rabbi Meir Aimer, it could even be 40 and 50 days, it could be a very long time. A labor could last very long. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Daya Chadasha, only the 9th month. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, and Kishra Yossi Mishdei Shabbosai, so no such thing as being in labor for more than 2 weeks, of having the labor pains, and therefore we only give 2 weeks before the baby, before that we could, at most 2 weeks in general, we can only consider 2 weeks that a lady is in labor to not count her dam as ziva. So that's Shmuel, when Shmuel said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi when it comes to kaishi, he's referring to this day that you have 2 weeks. Kiddush, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi when it comes to kiddush, what's kiddush referring to? Not kiddush of Leil Shabbos, not kiddush of Leil Yom Tov, rather kiddush means klai akarim. That now we learned in the Mishnah that let's say a person has a friend, a neighbor who they have a property line the divider, and right by that property line, so the neighbor has some tefua that was planted on the ground, and this guy, he wanted to plant some grapes, so he planted his grapes right over his neighbor's tefua, which is the problem of client. So now we learned in the Mishnah that Mesachik Gefano Agabit Tefuasei, if a person plants a grapevine over, going over, which extends over his friend's tefua, so shachaveroi hareza kidesh, the lacha is, says the Tanakama, says Rameir, we'll see that the lacha is that now the friend's tevua becomes aser. It's a problem of klai akarim, and so now even the friend's tevua is going to become aser, even though he didn't do anything wrong. It was you who did the wrong thing. You made the grapevine. Doesn't matter. The ma'aseh has the effect, and the friend's tevua is going to be aser. The chayv achariusa, the person who planted the grapes is going to be chayv to pay him back. But that's the then divrei Rameir. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, I remember Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that no, in other ma'aser davar she'enu shalai, that a person does not have the ability to aser something which is not his, and therefore in this case as well, a person does not have the ability to aser the tefua of his friend, and the tefua of his friend is going to remain mutter. As the Shem at the end of the week will try to discuss the details of this klal of Ein Adam Eiser Davar Eino Shalai, exactly when do we say it, when do we not say it, but that's what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, and that's what Shmuel meant when he said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Kiddush. Now we buy Luding Mars a Shaila about Dragonus Mali Amar Shmuel. So Rav said when it comes to Andragonus, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel never discussed it. What does Shmuel hold about Andragonus? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yossi or not? So Tashamad, Amar Shmuel, Ravanon. Shmuel once said to Ravanon that Lasa la Braisa become a Masisan like we had before. That he said to disregard the Braisa in light of the Mishnah, meaning because we're going to go like the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi. So you see, he obviously paskin like Rabbi Yossi, like just as Rav did. Harkava Mali Amar Shmuel. Rav said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Harkava. That before Shemitah, you have 30 days and then 2 weeks where you're not allowed to do any of these different types of plantings. So what does Shmuel hold about that? Shmuel never spoke about Arkava. What does Shmuel hold about Arkava? Says the Gemara, Tashema, Damrali Shmuel, Rav Anan, that Tani Kemanda Amar Shleishu Shleishu. That you should teach, I mean you should paskin, like the man Amar who says, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that for Tesefer Shvias and for doing all these plantings, you have to wait a total of 33 days. Like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yaisi. So even though he paskins like Rabbi Yaisi, by Dragonis, Shmuel does not paskin like Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to Arkava. Shmuel did say though that the halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to Kaishi, when it comes to Kiddush. So now the Gemara wants to know what his Rav hold about those cases. Kaishi Mali Amar Rav, to which the Gemara says, Teku, we do not have any sort of indication as to Rav hold, what Rav holds when it comes to Kaishi. Kiddush Mali Amar Rav, what does Rav hold when it comes to Kiddush? When it comes to Kiddush of the Klai Akarim. So Rav Yaisi Tashamad, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that ain't halacha Rabbi Yaisi, that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to Kiddush. Now, Amalei Abai asked him, "Why are you relying on Rav Huna Amar Rav, who said that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaisi? Why aren't you saying on the following? The Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav, Rav Ada said in the name of Rav, that the halacha is Rabbi Yaisi. And when it comes to Kiddush, the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi." So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why we were more willing to be Samech and Rav Huna Amar Rav in this regard, because Amri Bei Rav Manu, where did this whole memory of Rav originate from? From an Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav. Amri Bei Rav in the name of Rav. You know who Amri Bei Rav is? Manu, it's Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amri in Halacha, and Rav Huna is the one by Kiddush who says that the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaisi, Elifi Rav. So that would be more reliable, at least in our context. So that's where I know to say that from the Rav, even though, so that Rav, when it comes to, by Kaishi, we have no idea. When it comes to Kiddush, Rav does not agree to Shmuel. Rav holds that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaisi.